children in Ethiopia, as well as their families, are still experiencing a large amount of poverty. And when families are put in stressful situations, a lot of times the older children need to quit school and go to work and support their families. So what we're seeing still in Ethiopia is a lot of sibling heads of households or youth heads of households where their parents are no longer there. And often these children need to take care of the rest of their family. So what we're hoping to do with EduCare is provide additional resources to these children at risk of dropping out and give them extra support so that they can stay in school. And not only the children themselves, but then the community around them, like the schools and their parents, so that they can take care of these kids and let the kids finish school so they can start to break this cycle.
Is the dropout rate, how does it compare between boys and girls?
That's a good question. When I was visiting this program, when we interviewed children who had been through a similar project, it was equal boys and girls.
And what would be the age range?
Most of these are youth, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old children. So they've hopefully been through early education, but now is the real risky time when they're being looked at to provide an income for their families. So it's youth and older children.
In looking at this dropout rate, what are some of the challenges or even dangers of child labor?
When these kids have to drop out of school and try and find an income, a lot of working environments aren't safe for children. They put themselves at risk. They put their families at additional risk. They have to find different types of housing. They're not able to provide food for their families. And obviously the wages aren't well controlled and safety measures aren't in fact for children. So keeping them in school is the safest way to ensure that they can grow up healthy, continue to be safe, and then most importantly, set themselves up for a life with an education and a better opportunity at a better job.
How do communities benefit from primary school education?
In addition to providing the youth with a stipend and money for school supplies and food, we're also going to be providing services to the schools so that the schools can support these kids. A lot of these schools are also struggling. They don't have a lot of money for the materials that they need for homework, for making it easier for kids to be able to study. So we'll be supporting the schools themselves as well. That obviously will benefit the community and be a resource for the community. And then also making sure that we help families. So if we can provide income-generating activities, microfinance support to the families, not only does that help their individual family, but it helps the community around them.
Do you all provide the training for the teachers right there?
We do. We have train-the-trainer models where we're working with teachers not only to make sure that they're providing good educational support, but so that they can learn to identify children at risk of dropping out. Because if a teacher comes up to a child and said, you know, I know things are really tough for you at home, what can I do to help you? What kind of help do you need? If we can intervene before that child disappears into the workforce, we have a better chance of keeping them in school.
What is an example of a success story that you could share with us?
I was able to visit this program in February this year and met a young boy named Iosa. He actually wasn't that young, and I was there actually with the funders. He was still in school, and he was actually tutoring younger kids, so Iosa was a very smart young man. And when we asked him how old he was, he said, I don't know, because there's nobody in his life right now who was there when he was born, and he has no idea technically how old he was, which just hit home for me because these children are really abandoned. They don't have anybody around them to take care of them, and he also had two younger sisters that he was having to take care of. So with this EduCare program, we were able to provide him the assistance he needed to be able to stay in school, to continue to support his siblings, but not at sacrificing his own education.